So the Gospel of John continues us in this teaching of the Holy Eucharist and the depth, the profundity of this amazing reality of the Holy Eucharist and the necessity of the Holy Eucharist. And Jesus says, "No one comes to me unless the Father who sent me draw him." God always acts first in our life. Our response is always in response to God's action in our life. The Father draws us and then we respond. That's how we're able to go to the Father, because he first calls us. And he goes on to say that they shall all be taught by God. It's not something that we come to on our own. We can't make up our own way, our own rules. We're taught by God. And that's what we see in the first reading. This wonderful encounter with Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. Maybe we can say in this passage, we see the necessity of the church and the necessity of baptism and the sacraments. This man who had gone to Jerusalem to worship was reading the scriptures, but was still ignorant, in the true sense of the word, of the reality of what was taking place. And as he was reading the prophet Isaiah, one of the suffering servant songs, the first readings we had during Holy Week, those sections of Isaiah, the last part of Isaiah, that was a prophecy of the Messiah to come, the one who would suffer, to take on the suffering for the sake of the other. This eunuch is reading this passage, and Philip says, "Do you understand? How can I unless someone teach me? How can I understand unless someone helps to open my mind?" And so for the people who claim to know Christ and believe that they can just read the scriptures and come up to their own understanding, the scriptures itself refute that. And we see Philip was drawn by the angel of the Lord, led by the Spirit. He didn't just do it on his own. He didn't just go make up his own stuff. He himself was responding to the movement of the Spirit in his life. He who had been called and sent is now sharing that message. And he proclaimed to this man Jesus Christ. And as disciples, as missionary disciples, as Pope Francis calls us, reminds us of our calling, that we too are meant to go out and proclaim Jesus. And so Philip explained, he unpacked, he broke open the word for this man, to understand that these words of the Old Testament were fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And we don't know exactly what he said, but when they came to water, the eunuch said, "Well, what's going to prevent me from being baptized?" We can assume that part of his proclamation of Jesus was the necessity of baptism to enter into this relationship, and this is why the eunuch was begging to be baptized. Necessary. The sacrament is necessary for us. It's with the clear teaching of the church. And then we can couple that with Jesus in the gospel, the clear teaching of the necessity of the Holy Eucharist. The church, as we know it today, is clearly in the pages of the scriptures from 2,000 years ago. And that this leader of the church, Philip, didn't just make up his own stuff. He was responding to the movement of the Spirit. So whenever we hear in the news today about a certain bishops' conference, maybe in a country, maybe we want to call Germany, and want to change the teachings about what marriage is, or when we have certain priests of a particular religious community in our own country calling for, clamoring for the changing of the church's teaching when it comes to homosexuality, we can't just make up our own stuff. We receive from the Father through the church, through the church's leaders. We cannot understand the reality, the depths of the truth, without Mother Church teaching us. And so we must be humble and docile to her and her teachings, and never lose sight that it's Jesus at the center, Jesus is at the core, and it's through the sacrament, the grace that we receive through the sacraments, that allows our hearts and our minds to be open to the truth of Jesus Christ and the reality of his church. And so we pray. Pray for all those who do not yet know the fullness of the truth as made known to us through the church and her teachings. We pray for those men who've been called to lead and are trying to lead us astray, that they will be faithful to Mother Church. Like Philip, allow themselves to be led by the angel of the Lord, led by the Spirit, so that all of us can hear the Father calling us to him, and with grace and with joy respond, "Yes, Lord, here I am." Amen.